We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Nathaniel Hackett, we'll get to you soon, dude. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. What up? You made it. It's Friday. You're listening to the Maggie and Perloff Show. You're also watching us on CBS Sports Network. And we've got so much football to get to. We've got Brady and Rodgers are going to be squaring off. Could be for the last time, Perloff. That's exciting. Although, oddly, neither of the quarterbacks are really the focal point of their teams right now. We'll get to all of that in just a moment. But the latest news is obviously surrounding Ime Udoka, the head coach for the Boston Celtics. And with the new information we have now, which, granted, is not like a ton of new information, but Brad Steven and Wick Grosbeck were both doing press conferences today. And with what we heard from them today, I do not think that Ime Udoka will ever coach for the Celtics again. The fact that he's been suspended for quote unquote multiple violations, they were asked pointedly whether sexual harassment was part of this. They declined to answer that. I know they didn't want to get into specifics, but definitely did not shoot that down. By the way that this is sort of gone and how the pendulum has swung over the last 24 hours, I'm actually now more surprised that he's still employed by the team than the fact that he would ever coach again somehow for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, again, we have no idea what really happened. I find it all a little dissatisfying. Brad Stevens and the owner had a press conference and didn't really tell us anything. We had an interesting pre-show question. Do the fans deserve to know more? Because yesterday we were left with the Woj report and the Shams report, so we're blindly groping for some facts here. Yep. And then today they finally spoke, and we don't know anymore. Maybe it's private business. I'm not really sure as a sports fan. I have to tell you, the whole thing is a very unpleasant story.
Obviously.
Because there are some scandals that have like a juicy side or you can make fun of or light of. This one you can't at all. Because it's obviously very serious, and also we just don't even know. So I don't even quite understand what the Celtics expect us to think, or like are the Celtics thinking here, and what are they telling their fans? Just he's gone?
Yeah, and he may come back, he might not. And also, what are you telling the players? Who Brad Stevens said everyone was really emotional about this. He's like, listen, I'm not going to pretend these guys are robots. This was a really difficult conversation, and everyone was really shaken up by it. And he's talking about the guys on the team and a lot of other people that Ime Udoka had relationships with, you know, throughout the organization. So it's obviously tough on them. I think it's a great question, though. Do we deserve to know? Because I would argue that we do. I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, some prying, you know, TMZ wannabe for wanting to know the details here. You know, in sports and throughout our country, it's a lot about workplace culture, how we're treating each other. Obviously, women working in sports might be a little bit more interesting to me because of where I am. Maybe, you know, that's something that piques my interest. I'm just sort of curious about all of it. And so I don't want to feel like I'm being some gossip monger just because I want to know the details of what the Celtics are dealing with, because this is like a huge scandal that we don't know the details, but a coach is who just was in the finals is now has to step away for a year. And again, I just don't see how he comes back from this with the Celtics.
Yeah. I mean, think of some other similar scandals. Obviously, Urban Meyer is much different, but Urban Meyer was basically caught
on tape.
On tape.
And didn't get fired for that.
It was partly. It was an accumulation of things. But
that was like week two. He didn't get fired until like week 15 or something.
That was kind of And if you look at the list of scandals, that's kind of was a, I hate to say this, it was kind of a fun scandal. We made a million jokes, a million jokes. Well, I think of Bobby Petrino and his motorcycle crash.
Yeah.
And, you know, like those things, those are easy to consume as sports fans. These are coaches who are completely disgraced. We really have no idea with Ime Udoka. And there is sort of this vibe you're getting today that it's something bad happened.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the one buzzword that kept getting thrown out yesterday from both Woj and from Shams, so we're getting our info from these two guys, was consensual, 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 which kind of made it seem like this happens all over the place in our country and in the world where coworkers have affairs with each other, right? Like, I'm not breaking any news to anybody if you've been working in corporate America. So, like, that made it seem like there were two people and they were equally maybe as culpable. But today, this has taken such a different tenor and tone that you don't get the sense that consensual feels like it's pretty far away. Maybe something that started as consensual was no longer, or something like that. Everyone talking about the gravity of this makes it seem like it wasn't your, quote unquote, stereotypical two people having a, you know, an affair at work.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, on the sports side, it's a little funny.
Wait, do you think the public has the right to know?
I think the fans have a right to know, but I don't know the depth of it. I don't need to know the woman's name.
Right,
I need
right.
to know what the violation of the personal conduct policy was. That we need
their
to
know. Own internal policy, right?
Right. What is the violation?
They said multiple violations, but they didn't say what.
Yeah, I think we need to know that. You know, the thing about this, and I think another reason that people are confused, if it was an NFL coach, this would be so gigantic because NFL coaches, like, they call the plays and everything. I don't know that everyone quite engages with Ime Udoka's role in the Boston Celtics. There's kind
really?
Of, well, I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm not sure everybody.
You think it'd be bigger if it was the NFL? Because
100 times bigger.
But that's just because maybe the NFL is the most popular sport in the country right now. But yeah. Basketball is number two or three probably besides NFL, college football, basketball?
Probably, but I don't know. Like, an NBA coach, do you really feel like it's going to be such a giant step down for this team without Ime Udoka next year?
Well, that's a different question.
Because
you know?
I think they have a very strong organization. They obviously have Brad Stevens up there. They seem to like this guy that they hired as the interim coach.
Yep.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's a death knell on where the Boston Celtics are either. It feels like if I was them, now that you say it, I probably would have fired him just so you could move on and get closure. But it's interesting to me. I feel like they're going to be okay.
We'll see. I mean, the Eastern Conference, and we can have a basketball conversation about this, feels kind of far away. But what the impact this is going to have on the team and how they play or whatever, I mean, that just remains to be seen. Whether this interim coach is going to be way over his head, all of that just remains to be seen.
And also, what impact is getting asked this question a million times at media day and everything? Will that be a distraction? I don't know. It could be. I mean, is this sinking the Celtics season before it's even starting?
You know, I was just thinking about this and just like on a very surface level, taking away all the seriousness of the whatever violations happen. I was like, man, the Brooklyn Nets have to be thinking like, whew, at least we're not the most dysfunctional franchise like
well,
in the Eastern Conference right now.
I don't know if I agree
They've
with that.
They've been holding that mantle for a long time now.
I'm sorry. They're going to have to fire about four more people in Boston to challenge the Nets. The Nets have Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving.
I know, but Ben Simmons I sounded halfway normal on the, you know, J.J. Redick podcast. People, I at least believe that he was definitely suffering from a bad back injury. So, like, maybe he had my sympathy for a little bit. And, like, now the Boston Celtics are the ones who are the dysfunctional franchise. And maybe
no way.
The Nets get a little bit of cover.
No way. The Nets.
Well, I just have to wait 5 minutes for Kyrie Irving to say something.
Kyrie Irving just retweeted Alex Jones the other day. I mean, their offseason has been as big a disaster as any. No, you're right. This, of course, the Celtics stuff is much more serious. This is, but it's a very frustrating story. I don't know what the Celtics are supposed to do, but multiple violations. I mean, obviously, everyone's left to speculate.
Isn't it weird now though when you hear multiple violations, everyone talking about this with the seriousness that they are treating it with in the serious way that they are, which is what you should do. The outside law firm they brought in to investigate this whole thing just feels like, shouldn't you fire them? If you found all this and the multiple violations and all of that, again, like it's just what we know now. Doesn't that sort of feel like you've reprimanded them to the point where firing should have been on the table?
I have no idea.
So we're going to get what dribs and drabs of this is just going to come out from now to the end of time?
Yeah, this is not going to be good. I don't think we're going to enjoy talking about this.
Well, nobody
story.
Does.
Yeah, it's obviously, and if something bad happened, even more so. But it's just it's a weird story, and the media is getting a lot of flack for how they're covering it, which is really interesting to me. Stephen A. is getting destroyed for he had some takes about how this is ridiculous, but he didn't seem to know all the facts, and I don't know. And then what's our friend Matt Barnes?
Oh, yeah, we got some sound.
Yeah, hinting at something.
Yeah, we do have sound. So we have Matt Barnes, obviously, former NBA player, now in the media, who went on record Instagram this morning just to say this.
Last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense. And after finding out the facts after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back. And it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details, and it's deep.
Man.
Wait, 100 times worse? That's a lot of times worse.
I mean, lending himself to a little hyperbole there. But think about it, right? Like, that's, you kind of wish that Matt Barnes would sort of, if you're feeling that affected by it, maybe you could shed some light on some of the details that you heard. But again, it's secondhand, all of that. But we were clearly paying attention to what Matt Barnes had to say. And think about Barnes. Barnes is also like no stranger to scandals that have to do with NBA head coaches.
Oh, yeah. Forgot
we all
about
remember
that
the old Derek Fisher dust up. That was something.
Yeah, I mean,
we remember Derek Fisher started dating Matt Barnes' ex-wife. Remember this? He left the Knicks at one point when he was the head coach, flew to California. The two ended up getting in a fight. Derek Fisher ends up flying back to New York after that and just, like, coached the Knicks. Oh, boy. That was crazy. That was crazy. That was a different type of scandal.
All right. So what happens next week? Do we find out more? Does Woj break it all? Does this team tell us something? Does Udoka give an interview?
I think they're hoping it goes away. And eventually it probably will get moved to a back burner. But at some point now, think about all the people who know, right? So at one point, it's a law firm that comes in to do an internal investigation. So now everyone in your office knows, right? All the players now know, which means all their agents now know. So you're going to have, you know, this is how things, you can't keep secrets. It's really difficult. So the more people know now, the more likely I think it is that we get the details probably pretty soon.
Phew. Because I couldn't enjoy this football weekend without knowing what happened. And also, part of me is a Sixers fan, too, so I want to see the Celtics do badly.
And yeah, but not in this way. Not if somebody had to be wronged, you know, in order for them to be dysfunctional.
Okay, right. But I didn't really know to what extent somebody was wronged. From a competitive standpoint, you know, obviously, we wanted Udoka out of Boston. That was,
because he seems like he was having a pretty positive effect on the basketball
court. Yeah. But again, there's nothing really fun about this story, obviously.
No.
It's just, honestly, coming in today, I want to talk about Justin Herbert's ribs and,
that's kind of a downer, too, although he's going to play.
Rodgers, Brady, it's football season. Like,
why Kenny Pickett should be starting for the Steelers now?
I don't want to have to play detective on a story.
I don't think you're going to have to. I think someone's going to do it for you.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because Matt Barnes is saying that and then not giving a single detail.
Yeah.
That seems to be the new thing with this story.
Too.
Yeah, I think somebody ought to, maybe Udoka could give an interview. Maybe that would be good to, at least to apologize. He must have to make a statement at some point.
He did make a statement.
He did?
Yeah, it was brief. He made a statement. You had the team came out with a statement. He does the interview. I mean, there's going to be two sides to every story here.
It's funny, too, because, like, I was playing basketball and people were talking about it. The first thing everyone says is, hey, what do you think really happened there?
I know.
So that's where
people are interested.
Yeah, they're interested, but there's no they're there.
Wait, do you want to tell people what you were doing today? Basketball boot camp?
Yeah. Is that what you're calling it?
That's what I'm calling it, yeah.
Like Barney's boot camp.
Like Perloff in yoga pants, with the rest of the ladies doing burpees.
There's a basketball workout in Brooklyn called Swish House.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, yeah. If you follow Big Cat on Twitter from Part of My Take, he's a promoter of it.
Okay.
So Big Cat took me there today. They work you out for an hour. You run back and forth shooting. So you run from side of the court to the other side, and you shoot for an hour straight.
When is the last time you had a workout as intense as what you did this
morning?
High
school basketball practice.
And you played in college.
Yeah, maybe college basketball practice, but it was so fun.
How long before, like, every muscle in your body seizes up? Like, did you have a good stretch after? Am I going to be doing the show with, like, a corpse in an hour?
This guy, you should come down. We should do a show there. This guy is the most amazing stretcher, so usually my hamstrings will wear out in 10 minutes. He did all sorts of exercises. He had this thing that NBA teams use. It's this sort of metal cone that you use to do lifts. And he's like, yeah, all the NBA teams are using this.
A metal cone, use it to do.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll put it out on our social feed.
Oh, you
okay,
video
you grab it in front of you. No. I'll have to find one.
Oh, okay.
But he said it. All the NBA teams.
I was like,
wow,
you allowed somebody to videotape this? That is really impressive.
I really felt like I was an NBA player, though, because I was working out and this guy was yelling at me, all right, go, shoot.
Yeah, weirdly, he was calling you Kyle Korver. I don't know why. That's weird.
But I got a good workout, and it was so much nicer because I didn't think about how tired I was the whole time.
Right.
It was the key.
I know. That's the problem with workouts.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm just thinking at all times how much I'm hating this.
It's like, wait, how?
One jumping jack, I hate this. Two jumping jacks, I hate this.
How good,
like,
is your jump shot?
I still have 48 minutes to go.
I know you're a good
terrible
athlete.
Terrible. I've always said I will not shoot a basket on camera.
Oh, no.
Because I'd never be able to talk
there.
About the NBA again if someone saw me shoot a basket on camera.
Oh, no.
It's that bad.
We need this for our TikTok
no.
channel, Maggie.
Wait, won't do it,
Stu. You saboteur.
Oh, my gosh. We have to go down to the Swiss
House. I could use some help with my jumper.
Yeah, but you could run. You get a great workout. Are you in good enough shape to run back and forth for an hour on a basketball court?
No comment.
How about you, Stu?
That's privileged
you got
information.
No comment either. There's no way.
Stu, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
15 years younger than me.
A Lin-Manuel Miranda lookalike doesn't have game.
All of a sudden, the paparazzi in New York's just surrounding the court. It's like, yeah. Lin-Manuel's here. Like, that's our producer, Stu.
Yeah, rap for us. Rap for us. Talk about American history in rap form. It was great. But the funny thing is we were talking about Ime Udoka, and all of us were like, does anyone know what's going on here? That's a common take. We want more information. It was frustrating. But I got a good workout.
There you go. Well, at some point, we're going to get the info. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay. We have lots of football to get to as well. You're welcome to call us, though. You're welcome to talk about the Ime Udoka scandal and Celtic scandal if you like. You can also follow us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl, Instagram, Maggie and Pearl Off. Where are you going to post the video of the basketball workout?
I don't have video of the basketball workout.
Oh, a basketball workout that looks like
no,
what
I just,
you did?
I want to show you.
Not
this,
as cool.
There's this really cool device that NBA teams use that made me feel like a total pro.
We'll reenact it here in the studio, and then we'll put it out on our social feeds. Again, at Maggie and Pearl.
No, I think the new project is get Maggie out on the court, and I think that there's a popular movement to do this.
I'll tell you what. I'll only do it if, like, I need a top 10 basketball coach in the country. Like, not just the state, the country. I need a real shooting doctor.
I have a friend who is the shooting coach for the Lakers, Mike Pemberthy.
I need that level of help.
Oh, he would love to do it.
Yeah.
He would have you.
I need someone to break me down and build me back up.
How are you at throwing a football?
Excellent.
Okay. Because I also have a friend who's a football guru who could really break you down.
No, ask your buddy Case Keenum.
Wait, you've thrown with Case?
I have. I've thrown with Case Keenum at the SI office.
Oh, at the SI office. Okay,
so I may or may not have broken a printer.
You got
but
a good
I was
arm.
Also excellent that day.
Good arm and no jump shot. So this could be a series, training Maggie.
She'd teach me how to dunk. That would take forever.
Yeah, we need an 8-foot rim.
You're right about that. 855-212-4CBS. Okay, coming up, we've got Aaron Rodgers will face Tom Brady this Sunday night. What did Rodgers have to say about his future? We're going to tell you all about that next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know what's funny, Maggie? We're on this Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady game coming up this weekend.
Yep.
And it should be just an incredible celebration of the two of the top five quarterbacks of all time, yep. Top 10, whatever you want to say. It doesn't feel at all like that.
And what's funny is I feel like every time, just even getting towards the end when it was Brady and Peyton Manning, it was like this massive deal every time for like the last five yeah. years they met. Now this could possibly be the last time that Rodgers and Brady meet. Maybe in the postseason, I don't know. But it's like the hype is just not where I thought it would be for this game.
Right. Well, think about it. Tom Brady's coming off a game where he got involved in some fracas and yeah. Bruce Arians was there. It was kind of a pathetic showing by the Bucs offense. He hung in there. And we don't know what the Packers are. So we still have no idea two games in because they got killed by the Vikings. Then they beat up a Bears team that we don't think is very good. So there's no reason. Normally you'd expect these to be, you know, both guys are going to throw four touchdowns. We're old enough to remember that.
Yes.
Now it does not feel like that at all.
Well, the over-under on their passing yards at DraftKings right now is still pretty robust. Like they have set Aaron Rodgers at 233.5 and Brady at 244.5. So, I mean, that's it's not 300-yard games, but that's not nothing.
Yeah, but it's...
Especially considering the injuries.
5 years ago, it would have been 300, I think. Actually, I don't know what the over-unders are. But still, are they going to be able to get to those numbers?
Okay.
Is Tom Brady going to have receivers to throw that many yards to?
So, both sides, they have major injuries. So, I don't think the Friday injury report has come out for both of these teams yet. But we know yesterday, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, Mercedes Lewis, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson were all DNP, did not practice. And that was yesterday. You also had Chris Godwin was a DNP yesterday. Julio Jones was a DNP yesterday. So both sides are missing, might be missing some key pieces here. Maybe that's muted this a little bit. But I think is funny is it's Brady and Rodgers are still, you know, the headliners, of course. But if you think about the Bucs, it's really the defense right now that's yeah. leading the way. And if you're thinking about the Green Bay Packers, it's the run game that's leading the way. So
totally.
It's like both of the quarterbacks are these huge stars, but right now their team isn't like asking them to be those stars to win games.
Yeah, I mean, the Packers with these injuries to wide receiver, there's one thing. They're well-positioned to have injuries at wide receiver because none of them can play.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's out. Basically, they're rehashing older guys or younger guys who don't know the sport yet, so you can almost throw anyone in. But you're right, they're a running team, and they should be. And I actually said this offseason, I like this formula. Defense, they have Rashawn Gary, he's a superstar.
Yep.
And run, Aaron Jones was unstoppable. Maybe this can get Aaron Rodgers over that playoff hump. Maybe this is exactly what they should be doing.
So the other big question that inevitably comes with this matchup is I think all of us have kind of knighted Tom Brady. We've goaded him, if you will.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because of the Super Bowls, like it's just his resume is beyond reproach. So where does that leave Aaron Rodgers? Like what do you do with Aaron Rodgers if you're making your all-time yeah. like top five list? You know, and listen, these lists are subjective. They're very difficult because some people I didn't see play.
Yeah.
You know,
you didn't see Otto Graham play? Johnny Unitas?
some days I might look like I saw them play, but yeah. I did not see them play. And, you know, to be honest, like I even remember Elway, but I'm getting the tail end of Elway there, you know, or Joe Montana, I was getting the tail end of just because I was so young.
Also, it's a different era. So these guys today will put up gigantic numbers. Joe Montana would probably lead the league in touchdowns with 28 or something.
Oh, my gosh. I remember, like, watching, you know, Troy Aikman was never a big
no.
stats guy at all. And he was, you know, how scared was everybody of the Cowboys in their dynasty? So it was just a very different time. Like, I'm looking at Stu and Connor Green across the, like, I think I got the tail end of Elway. You guys never even saw Elway play.
Barely. barely. Like, maybe that last Super Bowl is maybe one of the first football games I ever saw.
Yeah, like, that was probably, like, the latest you've ever stayed up in your life at
that
point. Yeah,
exactly. No Montana for me.
Yeah.
Barely any Aikman. Yeah, not
barely
a lot.
Barely any Aikman. I know. Same with you, Connor.
Yeah, I saw no Aikman. My first football game I remember was the 99 NFC Championship game, so he'd already been retired for a year.
My mind just blew.
I could give you the Cliff Notes version of what Troy Aikman is.
Do you want to talk about it with an Eagles
because
fan?
Because I watched the Eagles.
He'll tell you the exact history, how it went down. Go ahead.
This is exactly, every game was the same thing. Hand the ball to Emmitt Smith. Hand the ball to Emmitt Smith. Hand the ball to Emmitt Smith. Hey, it's a close game at the end. I'm just going to break your back with a pass to Michael Irvin on third down, even though Eric Allen, the best quarterback in the country, is covering him. We could never stop that dude in the fourth quarter. But Aikman,
you know,
it was funny.
You
he did not have numbers.
That was pretty spot on. That's actually how it went.
He really did not have numbers, but he was so good.
Yeah.
Where your guy, do you remember Jim Kelly?
Yeah, I remember Jim Kelly, but
again, he had numbers. He was pretty explosive.
Yeah, and that offense was incredible. And I remember Jim Kelly. Obviously, I remember Thurman Thomas. I remember Andre Reed. But, like, I don't remember, like, anything close to, like, his early career.
No.
It was a baby.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I think you could make a good argument. I don't know if this is, I mean, Mahomes gets in there too. Is he the most talented quarterback you've ever seen? Which is not necessarily the same conversation as the GOAT.
Yeah.
I think he's more talented than Tom Brady in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I would say that he is. I think you're right about that. He's in my top three.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for prime, not that I wasn't there, but I don't have like crystal clear memories of, you know, prime Joe Montana.
Right. But you've read and you've seen highlights.
Of course, and I've seen highlights, but it's not the same. You know, I've noticed that. Like, I can talk about it and I can appreciate it, but it's not the same as watching it.
I think a good one for us, and even these young guys on the other side of the glass, who had a better career, Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers? Now, assuming Aaron Rodgers doesn't win a second Super Bowl, Peyton won a second Super Bowl that I put an asterisk next to.
I know.
Because he didn't really win that.
Like, he wasn't there.
He didn't really win that. We know that.
Yes, Vaughn Miller won.
But I think that's a great... They are really, really close. Because they both had a lot of playoff shortcomings.
Yeah, I also think, though, Peyton Manning gets more credit for being this, like, the most cerebral, the most prepared. Yeah. You know, Brady was kind of like the combination of the two, with the most cerebral, most prepared, and also had, like, physical tools. But Rodgers' physical tools, like, they kind of blow Peyton Manning away.
No. Peyton had a gun.
No, he had a gun, but I don't remember him scrambling much.
He couldn't. You're exactly. You're right. I think only did Peyton smart, that he was an innovator. He was the first guy who really, I don't know if it was all show, but he was calling all those audibles.
Like, to try to mess with people.
Yeah, calling all those audibles. He really sort of changed the game with that.
Yeah, it was like from the neck up, I think he was almost impossible to.
But Rodgers was pretty brilliant, too. Rodgers, I think about Rodgers drawing people offside. I think Peyton did it first, but and obviously Brady is brilliant. John Elway was super brilliant. He was the first guy to do that. I saw this NFL film special when his cadence would throw off the other time, and he would get like five offsides on the defensive game.
Yeah, but what about then like a Dan Marino?
Oh,
with a
Dan
fake
Marino's
spike,
unbelievable. You Dan know? Marino, ah. Oh.
Ack, you want to get in on this conversation?
Yeah, give us your top five quarterbacks, Ack.
As long as we have.
In my lifetime, no particular order: Montana, Marino, Elway, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach.
What about the new guys? Peyton Manning, Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
You know, Ack left out Tom Brady. What a hot take!
No, I thought you wanted, you know, further back. You know,
and actually, you can't just give us a no order.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Give us your top
three. This is sports talk radio. If you're not ranking not doing it right.
You got to put Brady number one.
Yeah.
I would put Montana. Nah, you know, I'd go Elway two. Elway two and Montana three.
Because Elway did more with. Less, right?
Less,
that's, I think, I've heard a lot of people who I really
respect.
They never
had a running game. Yeah. You know, that you had to have a running game, and the same thing with Marino.
Yeah.
I would say that was one thing, that Peyton Manning always had a lot of weapons.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but were those weapons, would they have been as good without Peyton Manning?
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah,
but
who
like,
knows? But
I don't know. I still think Marvin Harrison was going to be pretty good, and Edgerrin James were going to be pretty good.
Yeah. I have heard a lot about how Elway did a lot with not a lot of help.
Yeah, but isn't that Brady? No offense, but like to his receivers.
Well, but he's got Belichick helping him.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, you ought to know, Maggie.
I know. He's my arch nemesis. Little does he know, but I'm his arch nemesis. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
These guys on the other side of the glass are like, well, Mahomes one, Justin Herbert two.
I thought about Mahomes. I know that would be the recency bias.
He's going to be in that list.
Good there is God.
No doubt he will be in that list before long.
The game has changed, though, so much from the guys I mentioned to now because it's all about the quarterback now.
Right.
Before, look, Bob, the Dolphins won Super Bowls with Bob Greasy. And I'm not, and that's
not the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's not to besmirch Bob Greasy, but which Super Bowl was it when they completed what 12 passes?
Yeah, no, he would throw 14 touchdowns a season. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and he was probably a fantastic player.
I think we have to put Rodgers though. I know because in this era, well, he spans like kind of a couple, like a different, but like now that guys are passing so much. The fact that he's thrown so few interceptions when you compare them to his peers, it's wild. He's only had two seasons where he's thrown more than 10 interceptions.
I don't get it. Him and you know who else is like that? Russell Wilson's like that too. The two of them, I think, are 1-2 all time in TD to interception. That's a great point.
We want to hear from you. Where are you putting Aaron Rodgers on your all time? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. 4227. You're welcome to weigh in on that question. If we're putting Brady one, where do you slot in Aaron Rodgers if you're doing a top five? We'll get to that in more in just a moment. Plus the one quarterback matchup, a different one. We cannot wait to see this weekend. We've got so much to get to today. Don't move. Maggie Perloff, here's a CBS Sports update with Rich.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Sorry. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Maggie seems distracted. She's been studying the Bills injury report.
Yeah.
Like she has a test on it tomorrow.
I mean, don't I? Maybe not tomorrow, but Sunday. I mean, and this is looking terrible. If you got you got the Bills playing Miami in Miami at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And like basically half the defense is out for the Bills this weekend.
Yeah.
That is not ideal.
I see you on your weather app looking at humidity levels at different times a day.
Yeah, shocker. Humidity high in Miami in September. Yeah. Ed Oliver's out and Rich Ackerman told you that. Micah Hyde is out. Jordan Phillips is out. Dane Jackson, of course, is out. That scary hit he took in the last game. And you have a bunch of other dudes who are questionable, including Gabe Davis. Not ideal.
When did this all happen? I don't remember these players getting hurt in the game.
Somehow they went on Monday night by a million points and everyone got hurt. I don't know. So we're asking you today, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers sort of headlining the weekend, right?
Yeah, that's obviously
they should be
the marquee matchup.
No doubt. So if we have Tom Brady number one in your all-time quarterback rankings, I think that he would probably be there for most people listening to the sound of my voice. Where do you put Aaron Rodgers? I can tell you mine right now. Right now,
okay, hit me.
I have Brady, Rodgers, Montana, Marino, Peyton Manning.
Wow, that's just heresy. How can you not have Montana number two? Joe Montana, Joe Cool.
Yeah, I know. See, it's my bias, though, because I don't remember his prime, even though I know about it, and I've watched the NFL films, and I've seen the games. I've interviewed Joe Montana. I've been lucky enough to do that. But it's like I've seen so much more of Rodgers
than
I remember.
He had Bill Walsh as a coach, and that was
Jerry Rice.
All those guys had Bill Walsh as a coach.
Yeah.
Bill Walsh famously said, yeah, I could do this with another quarterback. Then he went ahead and did it with another quarterback.
Yeah, but Steve Young wasn't just any other quarterback. He was also a Hall of Famer.
I'm telling you, Bill Walsh in his prime, he just took the NFL by storm. It was crazy. And I know this because I read the Blind Side, the book that became the movie, is mostly about Bill Walsh changing the game. And Michael Lewis, the writer, said that the NFL had no idea. When they saw Bill Walsh come, they had no idea what to do. So Montana gets all the credit for that.
Oh, I mean, listen, the quarterbacks get the credit. Sometimes they get the blame. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Eric is in Portland, is taking issue with Rodgers being a top five quarterback. Eric, what's your beef?
Well, first of all, I love the show, guys.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is. You know, I would rather, you know, we were so used to banding about Rodgers' name because he's so efficient, et cetera. But I will take, and I'm a big fan, but I will take a quarterback that has that ability to will a team to win and do those special plays in the clutch moments that win Super Bowls and playoff games. And I'm sorry, but Montana is above Rodgers. I would even say that Patrick Mahomes right now is clearly on his way because he is magic. yes. You look at Elway, what Elway has done. You look at Brady, of course. So, you know, and there's a couple of others that Rodgers.
But Eric, here's the thing. I'm with you on Mahomes.
But I'm not sure that he is a quarterback that makes his team a better team and wills them to win with just incredible plays in the moments that need to be capitalized upon.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, there are definitely playoff moments where you can look at Rodgers and say, you know, listen, the NFC Championship game against the Bucs in 2020. You know, Brady throws 3 second-half interceptions. They had, you know, he goes three straight plays to Devontae Adams, can't get the ball to him in a clutch moment. I think Mahomes is there, too. And, Eric, thank you for the call. I think Mahomes is there, too, but how quickly can you put a guy in an all-time top five?
Yeah, isn't Mahomes 26 years old?
Yes.
No, you can't do that. You need to give it a little time. But, you know, the funny thing about Rodgers, who saw these two MVPs coming late in his career? He was toast.
Yeah.
He had 26 touchdowns a few years ago, and in a bad way. It's amazing. I think he's gone up the list, even though he hasn't won. Because he's playing still at an incredible level. We didn't really see it the first 2 weeks. But did anyone think that Aaron Rodgers was going to be 40 years old and doing this? I don't think so, because his style was more mobile. He's still pretty awesome, so we'll see.
You know what? Why don't we do a WTF Aaron Rodgers while we're here, Connor? We're talking about Rodgers. We're talking about his age. Let's do it.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
Great question. We ask it every day. Because it's usually a really wide variety. The other day we were talking about the difference between drugs and medicine. We were talking about the difference between sugar and carbs. You never know what you're going to get with Rodgers. This one today, I want to make sure I've got the right, I got to credit the right people here. Got Aaron Rodgers. Was he just talking in a media scrum, Stu? Media scrum.
Okay.
Thank you. Talking about whether he would like to play till he's 45, like Tom Brady.
I won't be. I'll be doing something else. I have a lot of other interests outside the game. The game's been really, really good to me. I feel like I've given my all to the game. At some point, it'll be time to do something else. And I strongly believe that'll be before 45.
Do you believe him?
I do, because Brady is kind of spoilless. Most people can't perform to that level 45. Rodgers definitely has other interests, because we know he wanted Jeopardy. And
right.
Have you noticed his media tour lately?
Yeah.
He's on every random sports show. He's on political shows. He is on Joe Rogan. He's everywhere. So I think that he's wanting to explore, I don't know, this talking side. Feels like, what does he want to be now? Because Jeopardy is already taken.
Yep.
So does he want to have his own show on HBO where he talks about politics and other things?
I don't know. I mean, we saw Pat Sajak is thinking about the end, so maybe he couldn't get Jeopardy, but maybe Wheel of Fortune is open to him.
See, no. Aaron Rodgers wants to be the smartest person in the world, not to solve something about, I don't know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or whatever. Wheel of Fortune is the exact opposite of the vibe Aaron Rodgers is going for.
Hey, I like Wheel of Fortune. It's a little more for
Josh Allen, for the people. Josh Allen could definitely host Wheel of Fortune.
He would kill that job. Yeah. Knock it out of the park.
But Josh Allen could not host Jeopardy.
I don't know if people would believe it. What could Rodgers do? I think it's funny where he's like, I have a lot of other interests. Clearly, so does Tom Brady, and he's doing both.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think that precludes you from being a quarterback these days.
But Brady took the broadcasting job, so that's the question about Aaron Rodgers. Will he go to Fox or CBS?
I don't see him doing anything traditional. I could see him doing something like a Manning cast or something even different than
that. Or his buddy Pat McAfee, who has all sorts of different things. Maybe he'll have a...
But I don't see him doing the daily sports talk radio yak like you and me.
But he could do like a special daily podcast from his basement or something.
His basement.
Like Wayne's World? I don't know.
Like Wayne's World.
But Eli's
made $200
million.
So you think his basement probably looks like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. But I think he likes to be heard from. I think he likes to share his opinion.
I think you're right about that.
Who knows? Maybe he'll go into...
Oh, politics?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that seem fun?
No.
Who in politics seems like they're having a good time? On both sides of the aisle.
We haven't really seen an NFL player. There are some NFL players in politics. John Runyon was, I think, a congressman.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jack Kemp, former Bills quarterback, ran for president. But I don't know. It's, but he's an interesting guy. Let's just leave it at that.
You think he's going to be the next senator from Wisconsin? Or would it be more likely from California?
I guarantee you one thing. The day he retires, he will not set foot in. He's not living in Green Bay anymore.
I don't know about that.
Aaron Rodgers? Get out of here. He's going to L.A. immediately.
Maybe. Let's go to Brian. He's in Omaha. Wanted to talk about me scouring the Bills injury report and getting nervous. What's up, Brian?
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Perla. Happy Friday to you guys.
Oh, same to you.
Hey, I'm just sorry my Dolphins weren't up to the task of the juggernaut at the Buffalo Bills. And, man, I am just sick to my stomach that we have to play you guys.
Oh, come Wait, Brian, this is a rivalry. You can't wave the white flag yet.
No.
Are you being sarcastic or are you being real?
It wasn't pretty.
No, it hasn't been pretty the last couple times. Josh Allen's kind of owned Miami. But you guys, look at what Tua just did in the fourth quarter. Now I'm gassing up a Miami Dolphins fan. But look at what Tua just did in the fourth quarter. You got a coach that seems competent. It's more than the Broncos can say.
I'm gonna give my coach a nickname. It's Toad. And if you ever watched American Graffiti, he's the one riding a scooter in the opening shot there. He looks like Toad from American Graffiti. And I like Toad. He was like the hero of the film.
I never saw American Graffiti.
Is
this the time to admit it? No, I'm
1972. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty old. Old movie. It's a great movie. That was
classic.
George Lucas, right?
Yeah, and so many stars.
No. Ron Howard.
Oh,
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. I don't know where I got that from. I'm sorry. I forgot. Brian, good luck to the Dolphins this week, all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't show up. I'm going to let you know ahead of time.
Oh, man.
You guys have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. You can't call it like that. Maybe he's doing the reverse jinx. He's trying to get it out there.
I'm going to tell you, which is going to shock you, which actor who you've seen 50 movies of debuted in American Graffiti? Try and guess.
Debuted?
Yes, I think this was his first movie.
Can I get another hint? It's a man?
It's a man. He is known for his iconic movies that become sequels.
And he's an actor?
He's an actor.
Become sequels?
Probably two of the biggest blocks.
Harrison Ford?
Yes. He was in American Graffiti.
I think
it was his first movie, and he was awesome. Yeah. I'm kind of a fan of Harrison Ford.
Who isn't a Harrison Ford fan?
Yeah.
Are we not supposed to be? He didn't get canceled, right?
I think we're still good on Harrison Ford, right? Yeah, but he's been sort of cheesy in his later years.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that last Indiana Jones was awful.
But I have to
thank him. Like, he was the biggest star in the movies of my childhood.
I think
him
he's shooting
Tom Hanks.
A new Indiana Jones right now.
Oh, man.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Crystal Skull, that was the worst movie ever.
With the one with Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. Oh, I walked out. I think it's the only movie I've ever walked out on.
Yeah, he's working on a Indiana Jones right now. Yeah, I kind of like the young Indiana Jones. I'm not sure you should tarnish this.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just the pure money grab. It was awful.
Yeah. This spoiler alert, you haven't seen the new Star Wars movies, but he demanded that you kill me in the first one back so I don't have to do all the sequels. I'm not joking
right?
at all. Yeah, dead serious.
Who writes it in their contract that they need to be killed off?
Harrison Ford.
Usually it's you don't want to get killed off. I respect it. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the most exciting game of the weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.